we've got to settle our discussion this morning on the work deuce. Yeah. Everybody's been there. I think everybody's had to at least once, right? Everyone's dropped a work deuce at some point, you'd assume, right?
All of my friends have. I know that for sure.
Well, did you pull them or something? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Making sure. The reason we brought this up is we have an out-of-the-closet pooper here at work who's getting out of hand.
Is that a real term that you found on the internet?
Yeah, actually, it is, right. I read the definition, right?
Yeah.
There are some other ones. Where was this at? An Uncle Ted, a bathroom user who seems to linger around forever, could spend extended lengths of time in front of the mirror or sitting on the pot. An Uncle Ted makes it difficult to relax while on the crapper, as you should always wait to unload when the bathroom's empty. A flyby is when you scout out a bathroom, you go walking by it.
Why do they call it an Uncle Ted? There's just no reason.
That seems like something like a... Uncle Ted sounds like someone that would do that, doesn't it?
I do have an Uncle Ted, and he doesn't seem like the kind of person
to really
do that. No.
Some of these are... I'm not going to read the definitions. I'll just read the words. Watermelon.
Good God. I don't even want to know what that is.
Havana omelet. And some of these are very good in the stair. Now, these are more for public restrooms when there's a threat of people coming in. Like with ours, we're lucky enough that they're individual bathrooms. So there's a door that locks behind you, and you know, there's only one person can be in there at once unless somebody uses the sink or something, and that typically doesn't happen around here, right? You haven't used the sink yet, have you?
I haven't.
Okay. So like in a stair is when you kind of tap on the floor to alert someone who comes in that, hey, I'm in here. And then maybe they'll hurry up and get out of there. You ever been in the public restroom? You get out of there as fast as you can the minute you see somebody in the toilet. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Man. the walk of shame, of course, which is kind of self-explanatory. Courtesy flush. You know that. a turd burglar is somebody who tries to get into the stall while you're in there.
Oh, God. That's hilarious. My brother told me a story about this.
What's that?
He was at some camp or something when he was in high school.
Yeah.
Where they were just staying in like a dorm somewhere where they had the public restrooms. And he said one of his friends was in the bathroom. And he was doing his business. And he saw someone's feet walking towards his stall. And they stopped directly in front of his stall. Like, they were going to go into his stall, and he was going to scream out, I'm in here.
Yeah.
But he said, I'm. And as soon as he said, I'm, the guy walked to the next stall. So all that came out was, I'm. What do you do after that? That's awkward.
I'm.
Pooping.
Maybe you just act like that's part of the process or something. Yeah. I don't know. You're never going to see those people again. That's one thing, you know. Remember once we went on this, this trip to this was in Denver. When I was in Denver, we went out to hike up a mountain somewhere, and on the way some of the highway got closed off because of I think some mountain debris fell down or whatever and blocked off the road. So this one convenience store was just flooded with people, and I think it was in Golden where the Coors plant is. And so I had to go in there, and I had serious business to take care of. Well, by the time I get in there, there's like a line in the restroom. So it's like a, yes, here I am, and now you can watch me as I exit in shame. What do you think? The deuce at work, that's our primary focus. If there's an extra, if you have another story, like the turd burglar one Chris just shared, that's fine too. 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think about the old work deuce?
I personally don't do it.
You've never taken a dump at work, or you just avoid it in general, or what?
Well, I mean, unless I got like the splatters, then I will take a dump at work. But I hover. I'm not gonna like sit on the seat.
Oh, you hover? You're a woman when you go to the when you have to.
Hey, I'm not sitting on that seat. I don't care if I've got toilet seat covers or toilet paper down on the seat. I'm gonna hover.
Is that right?
I mean, it's the only time I take it at work is if it's like water. And it's going straight down, so...
Yeah. It's like water.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't go straight down. That goes out, like, vertically. It goes in all directions.
No,
like
you gotta learn how to control it, Like, it's like peeing out of your butt.
Gross, dude. Get out of here. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead. What do you think?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you a story about where I work.
Okay.
There's this guy. He'll go into the bathroom at about 9 o'clock. We have to be work at 8. And he'll be on the clock, and he'll be in there for an hour, maybe longer. And then when he comes out and, like, one of us girls go in there, it's a unisex. I mean, it's not split.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It smells so bad.
He's in there for an
hour? It's horrible.
You're not exaggerating when you say he's in there for an hour.
No, I am not.
Oh, my God.
He got in trouble by the bosses because he did it, like, every day. And one of the bosses had to go to the bathroom, and he got caught doing it. And then
caught doing
he
what?
Asked taking us a about it, and we're like, well, we don't know.
Oh, you didn't want to rat him out?
No, goodness no.
Because what, he might come to your house and drop one or something? Or doesn't it sound good?
that would really disturb me.